Time for Morning Conversation. And usually Hancock County Economic Development Executive Director Jill Kramer would be here, as she likes to do the first Friday of the month. However, Jill is unavailable, so she can't be with us today. But our guest today on behalf of the Hancock County Economic Development is our friend Bill Frito from the Britt Area Food Bank. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
The Hancock County Economic Development Corporation plays a key role in helping with programs, policies, and activities that affect the economic well-being and quality of life in Hancock County. So Jill plays a big role in fulfilling needs in Hancock County and works closely with chambers of commerce, businesses, industries, government officials, Veterans Affairs, Healthcare Administration, Workforce and Education, Parks and Recreation, and of course, our area food banks that provide people in Hancock County with basic essential needs. As inflation increases, so does pressure on food banks. There are three major impacts of inflation on food banks that make the operation more difficult in times like these. One would be the increase in demand. Those hurt by the inflation are lower income families and those that rely on resources like food pantries. This can put a strain on food banks as more people turn to them, and the increase in demand can limit the number of people they're able to serve as a result. Bill, what kinds of increases have you seen in the number of people or families being served?
We have seen quite an increase. In October and November, our numbers doubled from mid-COVID. We're seeing people that hadn't come to the food bank for a long time, new people, a lot of new people, and then our regulars. But yes, we have definitely seen an increase. Back in May, the president of Food Bank of Iowa in Des Moines visited our food bank in Britt. And she told us to be prepared for increases for three reasons. One, the SNAP program. When COVID hit, SNAP that was increased. And now this summer, it went back to pre-COVID levels. So families were getting less from the SNAP program. Secondly, the price of groceries. That was about the time we see such an increase in the price of groceries. And third, the United States Department of Agriculture provides food. They give food to places like Food Bank of Iowa, and then they distribute to the local food banks. And the United States Department of Agriculture reduced the amount of food that they gave by 35%. When I order from the food for the food bank, it used to be 5 pages of food that I could order from. Now it is 2. And so that's why we're seeing so much more increase, as all food banks all over are.
Bill, walk me through a typical application process.
Well, when a new person comes, there's a governmental form called the TFAB that they have to fill out. This states how many in the family, their income. They have to do this once a year after July 1st. Now, we did have another form that we had them fill out prior to COVID, but when COVID came, we had to stop using that form. And now I have a staff person that takes all of that stuff orally now.
Talking with Bill Frito from the Hancock County Food Bank, and economic development very important to food banks. Bill, can you tell us why that is?
Well, they help the programs. They do various promotions for the food banks, and alert the families that need it. Try and find the families that need it, and tell them to use the food banks.
As we mentioned, inflation impacts the quantity of food and money donated to a food bank due to the increased price of everything across the board. Feeding America predicted a 20% decrease in donations from manufacturers and a 45% decrease from the federal government. Have you seen a decrease in donations, Bill?
No, I haven't. That's one thing that the Britt Area Food Bank, we're very good financially. We've got good donors. So even though we're seeing such an increase and getting less food from Food Bank of Iowa causes us to buy more food locally, we have spent much more money on that. But as far as the donations, the donations are still coming in.
That's fantastic. Cost of keeping a food bank open also increases with inflation. In addition to decreasing food donations, monetary donations that help keep food banks operational don't go as far as before. Building space, gas for transporting donations, and energy bills to keep food cold are all expenses that food banks need to be concerned about during this time of inflation. Have you noticed that, Bill?
Not really. We are located in the Nazarene Church in Britt. We're very comfortable there. It's a very nice place, and they are very good to us. So our costs there have gone down since we moved there 3 years ago now, I think.
Okay. We're with Bill Frito of the Britt Area Food Bank. Tell me about the volunteer effort that you have.
We have a tremendous volunteer effort. We have six churches in Britt, and they have a team who every 6 weeks now will work. I make out a schedule of when they work, and they are tremendous. Some people have been there since day one, and I've got three other workers who have been there every Monday. They're not just when their church works, but they have been there every Monday since pre-COVID, since we had to change a bunch of their, and there wouldn't be a food bank without those three people. So I have tremendous help. When the food truck comes, they're there to help. One project of the National Honor Society at West Hancock is when the food truck comes from Des Moines. Every first Tuesday of every month, the food truck comes, and West Hancock sends down two or three volunteers to help unload the truck.
Well, that's wonderful. Many people think donating some canned goods through a food bank is what's needed, but they can actually get substantially more food through monetary donations. Can you explain why that is?
Yeah, that's true. I get that question a lot. Say we don't accept donations like canned goods and things, but if you're given money and what we get through the food bank, we pay about 16 cents a pound. And so we can get a lot for a dollar. I always use the example, if you donated a can of beans and then spend a dollar for that, well, maybe if we had that dollar and used it through the Food Bank of Iowa, maybe we could buy five cans of beans. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's why monetary donations go further than canned goods or anything like that. Although, we like those, too.
And you said Mondays you're open. What are your hours
of
operation?
Open on Mondays from 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm. If people want to volunteer or help monetarily, what's the best way they can go about doing that?
They can just contact me. My number is 843-3064.
Bill, thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Bill Frito is with the Britt Area Food Bank. And again, thanks to Bill. Thanks to Jill Kramer, Executive Director of Hancock County Economic Development. And this has been Morning Conversation on KW.